We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sure, we'll let you tie the game at 7-7, and then we'll score another touchdown, and we'll take care of business over the course of 19 hours last night, and we'll put a 15th spot on the board and remind everybody that every now and then, we are the New York Yankees. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I'm finding it fascinating how every show, your buildup to Yankee baseball gets bigger and more exciting. I'm noticing that.
I'm just saying, it is what it is.
We're
Let's
taking you
it.
Right up until something as good as sex. New York Yankees baseball.
I wouldn't get crazy with that.
That's coming
because,
in a week.
You know, but it was great last night. You know, for all the nonsense that we've all spewed out here, you know, Yankee fans don't like a team that's pitching first. Yankee fans want a lot of runs and home runs and offense and RBIs and all that stuff. Woo! We got
that
it
was,
in spades last that night,
was a, that was in a lot of ways their most impressive win of the year because Dylan Cease had been pitching so well this season. And what do the Yankees do right out of the gate? They hang two runs on him. Then, after Luis Gil gives three back, what do the Yankees do instantly? They respond with three more. Like, this was offensively one of their most impressive performances we've seen in a long time. Gleyber Torres coming off the bench continues to be impressive. That at-bat, which really kind of got that rally going with a runner on first and two outs, working the walk. In a lot of ways, when you look at all the wins they have 23 of them now, Craig, the first to 23. Last night was as impressive as it gets, I got to admit it.
It was awesome. Listen, it was awesome. And it didn't take them two innings to do it. It was bang.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get Aaron Judge hustling down to first base. You get a couple runs scoring on that as Gleyber Torres again, very aggressive, running through the Rojas stop sign and scores the second run. And then after that, kaboom!
Every time the White Sox scored, the Yankees responded. That was very 98-like by this Yankee
team. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. And while that was happening, you had James Harden and the Sixers losing game six at home. So it was a great night for New York.
Losers, I told you. I never talked trash about the Nets. I didn't say a word about what the Nets would do. But what I told you months ago, Craig, was that that loser will win nothing. And after the entire Twitter universe and all the Harden stands came out after game four, oh, Houston Harden's back. Oh, my God. Look what happened. The big fat quitter showed up in the biggest moment of the season.
Yeah.
Good riddance, you loser.
Well, there you go. I mean, more about Philadelphia. I don't care if James Harden plays well or not. I care that Philadelphia gets knocked out.
I care about both.
Yeah, of course you do.
Let me enjoy something, okay?
Yeah. Two shots in the second half, no points. And another disappearing act by James Harden in the postseason,
aww,
and it is phenomenal.
Aww.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Aww.
And then
what
Joel
a great way
Embiid,
to get into a Friday. Joel Embiid after the game, hey, he's not Houston James Harden. Joel Embiid after the game, how did we lose Jimmy Butler? Joel Embiid after the game, oh, I didn't win the MVP. I'm really upset.
Yeah.
Goodbye, losers. See
goodbye.
You later.
And then, of course, that brings us to the big action tonight, which I know for you and Big Mac is the New York Met game, but for a lot of New Yorkers, as you know, it's game six. Rangers and Penguins, no Sidney Crosby. Can the Rangers stave off elimination one more game and then force a deciding game seven for Sunday evening at Madison Square Garden? We got lots cooking today. And a real Ranger fan would be watching the Ranger game tonight. Yet, I'm a Ranger fan.
We are
that's going to the Met game
we
tonight.
We are going to be watching the New York Ranger game tonight. No, we will have a tablet set up at Citi Field.
With volume?
With volume.
You can't have volume on that.
I kind of run the show down there.
You
we're going to have volume
the
up
show?
There. That's right.
Wow.
The Ranger fans crowd over. Even the Islander fans come over and they say, what's going on?
The show.
Well, I run the volume
up. Wow.
You didn't say
I run the volume. You said I run the show down there. As if Citi Field is your living room.
Well, it is, in a way. I spend enough money.
I run the show down there. Boy, you always wonder with people in life that when they have some success, they start making some money, they have ratings, whatever the case may be. Does it change them or does it reveal them? You're being revealed.
Revealed is what?
I run the show.
I have always
down there, quote unquote.
I have always used my tablet to watch other games while at Citi Field because I'm a sports fan and it's part of the job. Huh. And if it ever offends anyone, see, there's a story. One time about 5 years ago, a guy came down and said, excuse me, I'm very offended by what you're doing right now. And I said, what does that mean? And they said, I don't like the fact you're watching a Yankee game at Citi Field.
Because it was the Yankees or just it was anything?
It was the Yankees.
Okay.
It was a Yankee Met thing.
Yeah.
And while I was very taken back, I showed respect to the guy. And I said, okay, if you're offended by it, I will put it away. So look, if someone came down to me and said, look, I don't want you watching the Ranger game while at Citi Field, Big Mac's out of luck. We'll just DVR and watch it later.
Hold on a second.
I do show respect to others.
That's not a guy that runs the show. A guy that runs the show says, I'm allowed to enjoy my iPad in these seats.
Yes.
If you have a problem with it, that's your problem, sir. Now, you shouldn't be allowed to play volume out loud because that could disrupt some of the enjoyment of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But since you run the show down there, you just tell him, listen, back off.
I run the show, but I also have respect. I will have respect for people.
Okay.
And if someone respectfully says, look, this offends my sensibilities, and it's only happened once in all my years at Citi Field.
And it was
one
only
time,
a Yankee game.
And it was some Met fan who was just bitter that I was watching the Yankees.
Yeah.
Little did he know, wasn't exactly sitting there with my pom-poms on.
My gut tells me that if you have the Ranger game on, there'll be enough Met fans at the game tonight who are also Rangers fans.
Oh, no, I know
who
this.
Who are going to want to say, yo, Evan, how's it going?
Dude, one thing I've learned over the years, because I've watched many a Ranger playoff game at Citi Field, it turns out to be more popular than the actual Met game. Because there are a lot of hockey fans, or even casual fans, who want to know what's going on in the playoff
game.
Plus,
this elimination game,
Big Mac, you and I are going to be the most popular guys at Citi Field
tonight
for that reason.
That's never going to be the case in either of your lives. So just understand that going in. I'm not saying that to be a bad guy or take a shot. But there will never be a building that either one of you are in where you are the most popular guy in that building, unless it's like your kids' weddings and you're the guy that wrote the check.
No, right.
Outside of that, it's never going to happen.
He's actually right. We're the third most popular person. Pete Alonso, Max Scherzer will be 1-2.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we're going to be slipping in to third place as most popular
guys. They're going to be kids going home with their parents after the game. That was amazing to go out there and see Max Scherzer and Pete Alonso.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, the real treat for me was seeing Evan and Big Mac on the iPad watching the Ranger game.
No, it's that they get to enjoy the Ranger game, too.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a joint activity.
Now,
that tablet's for everybody, folks.
I tell you what the New York Mets should do, and you're going to poo-poo this and tell me I'm crazy, and you don't like it, and you wouldn't want it. They should put the Ranger game on the Jumbotron.
No, you can't do that.
That's what they should do.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Well,
why not part.
Because that's my job. I'm the one with the tablet.
Oh, that would minimize your importance.
You know what they do at Citi Field, and I've noticed this over the years? They will give you updates on the game. Like, true story, in between innings, they will give you an update of what's going on in Rangers-Penguins. But they only give you positive updates for the Rangers. So if the Penguins score a goal, you will get no update. If the Rangers score a goal, they'll flash it on the board. Here's a goal by Adam Fox. Rangers lead 2-1. So they do keep Met fans abreast of what's going on in the Ranger game, but they'll only do it in certain situations, which I always found so odd. Like, why would you not show negative updates?
Well, I think you show all updates.
Yeah.
Every time there's a goal scored, you should put it on the Jumbotron because, listen, it's a playoff game. It's not regular season. It is elimination.
Right.
And there's going to be a healthy percentage of Met fans at the game tonight that do have an interest in the Rangers you know,
Though you do have to admit this, and I've noticed this with crowd reactions, a good portion of Met fans are Islander fans.
Yeah, I get that.
So you don't
get
like this universal
it's not a Yankee
roar.
Game. No,
right. It's different. I mean, we know how fan bases are.
But it's local. It shows you that you understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Big Macs. Well, I don't know, this whole thing tonight, I don't know. It bothers me.
Why does it bother you? You're the one who says nobody cares about hockey.
Me. Yeah. Hockey, Evan.
So
we
Big
Mac. We don't care about playoff hockey.
So what does that mean?
He's not a Met fan.
Yeah.
They're not playing the Yankees.
Right.
And oh, by the way, his favorite hockey team is in an elimination game.
Yeah.
He doesn't belong at Citi Field tonight.
Of course he belongs there.
Okay.
He's a New York sports talk show host who's going to watch everything. Like,
that's
how many people?
Just fine.
How many people are going to have the experience of watching the Ranger game while at Citi Field?
None.
Me and 15 other people.
Yeah.
Big Mac gets to be a part of that select company.
I don't like it one bit.
So when someone calls up in his overnight show and breaks down the Met game and the Ranger game, Big Mac can be like, I'm all over both, baby.
Yeah, you can't be all over both.
Yes, you can.
Something's going to fall through the cracks. It has to.
No.
And it just, you know, what's fascinating about it is that he's willing to trade in the possibility, because there's no guarantee, that tonight is one of those games Ranger fans talk about for the next 20 years. And rather than be a part of that, he's going to be at Citi Field bemoaning the fact that it's a $10 domestic beer. It's a
he runs the show over there.
It's a $6 pretzel.
So does his wallet. So.
Yeah. And I'm going to laugh at him on Monday because I'm going to watch what could be one of the great Ranger postseason games of all time tonight. Yeah. And I'm going to be locked in on it. You're going to be at a Met game watching two teams you care nothing about. And that, I'm sorry, and I understand why you're there. You're a Met fan.
Thank you.
It just doesn't jive in my brain that you're doing the right thing tonight. I'm sorry.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know what to tell you. We went over this yesterday.
There's nothing to tell me. You're failing yourself.
A friend asked me to go to a game with him.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
And the answer is always yes.
Then
what about your needs and wants, Christopher?
He promised me a way to watch the game. I'm going to watch the Ranger game.
You know full well you're not watching the Ranger game.
I am watching the Ranger
game. Then why don't you just watch the game?
I am going to be watching the game.
Why don't you sit up on the roof here with an iPad and watch the game if you need to be outside
and
that badly?
You make it sound like I'm passing up on being part of the Ranger experience. Are you talking about in the newsroom? Watching all the games anyway?
You could sit in my office in the massage chair.
The volume on your TV doesn't work. I saw you for 30 minutes try and put it on mute.
Yeah,
it
is true. I had to redo the battery. It's fine. The volume works.
Craig, in your defense, and I want to be honest, because I want to put myself in the shoes of Big Mac.
Please do.
If this was a New York Islander postseason game.
And he was inviting you to a Yankee game.
There's no shot I'd be at Yankee Stadium.
You know what, Ev? You're right. You just talked me out of it. Call one of your bozo friends and figure out how to have a partner during the game.
Man, I'm out. You made a decision.
Now I'm out. Now I'm out.
Wow.
Evan's right. I shouldn't go. I'm going to stay here.
I never said you shouldn't go.
Okay.
I'm saying if it was me,
no,
I
no,
wouldn't.
No. I'm here going for you. He's bad-mouthing me, and what do? You jump on him?
Well, hold on.
I don't need
hold
to
on,
go.
Hold on.
There's many Friday night games.
Big Mac,
we'll have a lot of fun
Big
some
Mac,
other time.
I am not a damn charity case. You're not sitting in great seats at Citi Field because you're doing it for me.
Yeah, I am.
That's not for me. I can find 15 people to go.
You made a point about going to Friday night games and I should come with you and why not this Friday? You picked the date. I said, of course, any Friday, I'll go.
Sure.
It so happened that the game landed on it. I even talked to you about it. Instead of saying, you're right, you said, don't worry. I got the tablets. We'll watch all the games.
I do.
She'll still come. Don't worry about it. So I said, okay, great. Now you're going to jump on the tracks with him and try and run me over?
You jumped on the tracks.
I'm done.
Now he's done.
He's done.
Ride that train all by yourself from Mets World Point.
Why don't you just give it some thought? You're acting emotionally right now.
I am acting. I've thought about it.
How about this? How about at 3 o'clock you announce your final decision? That gives you a little time to cool down so you're not making a rash emotional decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you will announce your decision, and then you got to stick to it at 3 o'clock.
I mean,
that
here's
work?
The truth.
No, I'm feeling pretty strongly about it right now.
Okay, back. 3 o'clock.
You not going to the game just means you're Carton's little marionette.
No.
Because
no.
He's the one who bullied you into not going to the game.
No.
That's the reality.
It's
one of two choices, Craig. Here's the way I look at it.
You said
either Big Mac is a little marinette.
Yeah.
Marinette.
Working that.
Marinette of Craig Carton, or he hates the New York Rangers. So it's one or the other. Which one is it?
No. What happened was, is he was playing the strings, and you said, oh, no, your left hand looks a little tired. Let me take over. And you jumped in, and you tried to both play me. So I'm not playing this game.
I'm no one's puppet. At the end of the day, you do what you want to do. You're an adult.
You be you.
Or as they say where I'm from, you're a grown-ass man. Yeah.
I made a decision yesterday, but somehow it got brought up again.
You just act like a grown-ass man.
I have, and I've made a decision. You want me to wait till 3? I'll wait.
Yeah, wait till 3.
Wait till 3.
And let us know what you're going to do.
That very much my opinion's going to change right now. Well, I'm kind of angry.
You wait till 3 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock you can announce exactly what your decision is.
Okay.
All right? That gives Evan 4 hours to get a replacement, should he need one.
Are you going
to
come instead, baby?
I'm not going. No. You know that.
Why not?
I don't even want to go to the Yankee game next Friday or the Met game the month after that. But I'm going because it's the right thing to do.
Why do you hate going to sporting events?
I don't. I love going to sporting events.
You just said you don't want to go to any game?
I don't like going to Friday games.
Why is that?
Because the traffic is murder.
And I just got a better offer.
What's the better offer? My massage chair on the roof?
Big Zoo has asked me to go watch the Ranger game with Sal at Stout's.
Where's Stout's?
Or Stout. I think it's just Stout. He wrote Stout's, but I think it's just... It's a bar by Madison Square Garden.
Oh, it's near the Garden?
Yeah.
They're not playing at the Garden, so why does it... Why would you have to pick a bar near the
you're
Garden?
You're doing the same thing.
Because I don't
thing.
Feel like going all the way to Pittsburgh to watch the game.
Yeah, but wait a second.
Why go to the Garden
if
to watch it?
If you're at the bar near Madison Square Garden, you'll probably watch more of the game at a nice, quiet City Field on my tablet than a loud bar near Madison.
Yeah, but that's part of the ambiance.
Volume up at the bar, though.
I'll be with the Ranger fans.
Of course you won't hear it.
No, you won't hear it at a bar.
No, they'll have the volume up at a bar.
Yeah, but even with the volume up, there's enough people talking. You won't hear that.
Nah, you'll hear it.
You'll have a better game-watching experience at a nice, quiet City Field than Stout.
And well, I was prepared for that until someone threw me under the bus. We'll find out at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, that way it's not an emotional decision. You will have cooled and calmed down a bit from there, and then you can announce your decision, okay?
Yeah, fine.
Does that work for you?
It works for me.
I mean, do you want to do it at 2:30? Is that better?
It doesn't matter. 2:30, 3. It's just a matter of giving him enough time to find somebody else.
All right, so let's just say 2:30 then. Why wait till 3 o'clock?
Well, I thought you wanted a cooling off period.
Well, do you need to cool off?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, cool off. 3 o'clock it is. At 3 o'clock, we'll give away some Yankees tickets.
All right.
And we'll let you announce your decision. Are you going to go with Evan to the Met game and watch the Rangers on his iPad? Or are you going to go to Stout's and watch it? Or watch it in my office?
Well, I'm definitely not watching in your office.
Now you're down to two.
Yes.
Now you're down to two options. Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So you want to do the Brett Gardner story, then we'll announce the Pulse of the People nominees?
We got to commend Brett Gardner.
Go right ahead. What is it?
Brett Gardner was offered $6 million in spring training by the Toronto Blue Jays.
Is that right?
And Brett Gardner said, no, I'm good. Then the Atlanta Braves, who lost Eddie Rosario to that eye issue, offered him a chance to join the Atlanta Braves. Don't know the money, but the defending world champions said, come to us, Brett. And Brett said, no, thank you.
Now, remember, Brett Gardner opted out of the last year of his contract with the Yanks. I was going to pay him a couple million bucks. Not six, I don't think.
No, it was less than that.
Yeah, I think it was two.
Yeah, it was like $2.5-3 million.
So the Blue Jays offered him triple, said, F you. The Braves offered him something.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And so the thought is, Brett Gardner will only play for one team. And that is the New York Yankees.
But he opted out.
He did.
Like, what was the purpose of that? I would think, getting other offers, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. Maybe at the time he thought, I will go to another team. And maybe when it became close to reality, Brett Gardner said, I don't want to do that. I've only been a New York Yankee. I don't want to be in the division competing with the Yankees. And I don't know if this ever turns into the Yankees signing him. Because right now, when you look at the way the Yankees are constituted, even with Hicks struggling, even with Joey Gallo mostly struggling, do you want Brett Gardner back?
I think Yankee fans adore Brett Gardner.
Sure.
But I don't think they wanted him back. And I think what would have happened was every time he played and didn't hit the ball, which would have been more than half the time easily, I think it would have pissed people off. I think it would have ultimately, it would have been like, the coach's son, hey, he's not supposed to be on every 3-day or every 2-day outfielder.
Right.
But we know they always wind up relying on him, blah, blah, blah.
But
now, if Aaron Hicks gets hurt, which he usually does,
right,
or someone else gets hurt, and you now need an extra outfielder,
And I think that's why Brett's waiting. He's still that break glass in case of emergency guy. You know, I think that there's always that possibility if the Yankees get hit by the injury bug that they'd give him a call. But Brett Gardner has shown loyalty to the New York Yankees because he's turning down offers from good teams for decent money, apparently saying, no, I only want to be a New York Yankee.
I respect it. He's turned down a lot of money to maintain his career as a lifetime Yankee. And while I think he made a bad business decision in opting out of the final year, I think it was a 2-year deal, and he opted out of it, which was his right. If you're going to opt out, you're opting out so that you can shop yourself to make more money than what the guarantee was. That's the only reason to opt out.
Yeah, but sometimes you may opt out.
He opted out and said no to more money.
I walk you through this because I think it's possible. He opts out with that intention. If I'm going to field other offers and I'll end up getting a better deal from the Yankees, or I'll leave, I'll go somewhere else. And then maybe as reality sets in, he thinks about it and says, I don't want to go anywhere else. Now, I don't want to go anywhere else. Yeah, it sounded good when I made the decision to opt out, but I'd rather not play unless it's with the New York Yankees. At this point,
that's a guy. I know they're never going to retire Brett Gardner's number or give him a plaque or anything like that. I know that. I'm not suggesting he's Paul O'Neill. But, man, he had a great run as a Yankee.
Oh, no doubt.
He really had a great run. He's like one of those glue pieces that had a great career and seemed like he was on the trade block every single year.
He's Roy White. Now, that's before my time, but Roy White had a 15-year career for the New York Yankees. Not a Hall of Famer, but he was a solid Yankee.
Roy White's a top 10 all-time hits leader when he retired for the New York Yankees.
Well, yeah, because he spent 15 years with the Yankees.
Yes.
But look, no one's saying Roy White's a Hall of Famer, but what you're saying is Roy White was a really good Yankee. He was a part of a couple of championship teams, and he never played for another team. And I think Brett Gardner, for our era, is Roy White, which is not a bad comparison.
No, Roy White's a great comparison. I got to know Roy, and Roy gets very irked when Yankee fans forget his place kind of in Yankee history based on the numbers.
Right.
He's very, very sensitive to that, and I respect that, rightfully so. He had a great Yankee career.
Yeah, Roy had a very White. Good career.
Sure did.
Look, you spend 15 years with one team.
And especially the Yankees.
Right, and you're a part of bad Yankee teams. And that's not a knock on him. He bridged the gap between the bad 60s to the championship late 70s.
Yeah.
So I think, unfortunately, that hurts him a little bit because, unfortunately, you think about all the bad teams he was on. Not that it's his fault. It wasn't his fault they were bad.
Right.
And in ways, Brett Gardner is similar. Not that the Yankees were ever bad, but he bridged the late 2000s where they were a championship team and then a contender to the years where they missed the playoffs to the years where they were back being a legitimate contender again.
I've connected with Josh Lewin, and there's an expectation that the podcast will return. All right?
So there's nothing sexy about why they shut him
down? Well, you know, sworn to secrecy.
So but, there is something, but
no,
you can't say
nothing.
It?
He just expects that it'll come back and all will be well and says his regards to all Met fans. He misses all of you dearly.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
His podcast's been on for 2 days.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
So there's nothing. Vengeance. So there's nothing scandalous with this?
Nope.
Then that
nope.
is a boring story. No offense.
Well, I just want to come full circle on it.
I'm just letting you know. A podcast isn't going to happen for a few weeks.
I want to come full circle on that for those of you that lived by the release of the Met podcast. Now you know that it will be back at some point.
Good to hear.
Maybe a different name, maybe a different host, maybe a different platform.
Different host?
It will ultimately return in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Happy Susan. There you go. Here's Frankie in Staten Island. Frankie, what's going on, Cookie?
What's up, Cookie? What's up, Ev? Okay. Hands down, Craigie, and you'll agree with Miss Bagels R Us on Staten Island, have the sickest, dopest cream cheese spread.
Yeah, the cream cheese became like the thing of for bagel stores in the last 5 years. It's crazy.
Crazy, right? Yeah. Hey, it's a moneymaker. It's a fact.
Yep.
So quick to the Rangers. I got a couple, one question for the Cartini.
Yep.
Did you make any predictions the other night?
Lock
it up. Don't
I will give
anything.
You my Ranger prediction for tonight, which I know is what you're getting at.
Did you get the other game right?
I got the.
Did
I didn't
you get
no.
game?
Well, let me be fair. The 7-2 loss, I did not get anywhere close to being right.
Correct.
But I did have the Rangers winning 2 nights ago, yeah.
But what was the score? Okay. Were you right about the score?
What was the final score of the game, Evan?
5-3. Final score was 5-3.
I had 4-3. I didn't count for the empty netter, so that's on me.
Did you have 4-3
there? All right, you got it.
Yes.
I wrote
you
it down. You didn't
on,
have 4-3.
Keep it on. Okay. Keep doing what you were doing.
Thank you.
Obviously, it's very exciting tonight. Feeling confident, feeling good because Sid the Kid is out. Listen, hate him, but you see him out there. He's
dude, I think tonight is a Big Show Bob, like, must-watch event for a New York sports
fan. It really
fan.
Is.
The question is your goaltender, who had a marvelous season, I mean, there's no one who can question what he did this year. He deserves to win the Vezina. Can he come
right.
back in a building that was taunting him, in a building in which he was pulled twice in 2 games? Can he come back and give you that big-time Henrik Lundqvist-like
yes.
championship performance?
Yes.
Yes, I truly believe so. I'm not just saying
well,
that.
Well, guess
obviously.
What? Tonight's game is going into overtime.
Oh, you're going with an overtime
yes,
prediction.
Yes, I am. You are
can't
going into.
OT
oh,
game.
You're going to love it. Not three overtimes.
It.
Tonight's
can't
game is going to be 3-3 going into overtime, and the New York Rangers will prevail 4-3.
Wow.
Okay. Yep. If you get that, Craigie,
yep.
I'm taking you on your food tour through Staten Island, everything on me.
Done.
But, Evan, done. Lock it up. Signed, sealed, delivered.
All right.
I have a serious question for Evan.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked that the Islanders let go of Trot. Here's where I'm going. You said it before. We have a nominee for the Hart Trophy, for those that don't know, MVP of the league.
Yes. Thank you.
Craig says thank you. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Sorokin, you also have potential Vezina Trophy.
All right, you want Barry Trotz. Is that your freaking point, Frankie?
So here's my question.
Yes.
The Rangers come up short. I blame, I hate to say it, coaching, because I just feel like you can't come in to round one 2 weeks going into the
I got playoffs. You.
They lost the momentum. Here's my question.
Go.
Some might sacrifice me. Do you blame coaching for this? I mean, I didn't expect the Rangers.
A little bit. A little bit, but here's the caveat here. One thing I was surprised about is, I respect Boomer on this as a diehard fan, the moment they hired Gallant months and months ago, he didn't love the hire. And there were a lot of Ranger fans who were very lukewarm about the hire. Now, they had a great regular season. And there's no doubting how successful they were. If they lose this series, whether it's tonight, whether it's on Sunday, they get bounced in the first round. And you have a chance to hire a guy that, quite frankly, is a better coach. I don't think there's any debate. I think we all know that. To me, I would make that decision. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm blaming their first-round loss on Gallant.
But you think there's a better guy available?
Well, there is.
Okay.
I mean, there's a Stanley Cup winning head coach who's right there. Now, franchises usually do that, where after 1 year where the team did have great success, or at least much more success than the previous few years. Do they fire a coach after 1 year? Is that necessarily fair? I'm not saying it's fair. Doesn't mean I blame them for losing. But if I have a chance to hire what I think is a clearly superior head coach that gives me a better chance to eventually win a cup, then I would do it.
Evan, I am very pleased to tell you that the Pulse of the People has announced the third nominee, and they're about to announce the fourth nominee for this year's Pulse of the People Award.
Let's go.
All right, hit it, boys. So far, we know that Steve Cohen, owner of the Mets, has been nominated. We know that Stu Finer, Barstool Sports handicapper, has been nominated. Joining those two men are Boomer Esiason.
Boomer?
Yes.
I thought the Pulse of the People committee were pissed at him last year, remember?
Well, here's what it says. A recent decision to bless the Recco Cornhole League with his presence has led to a change of heart in the 11th hour for the Pulse committee. His continued support for the CF community is unmatched. Much like Kyrie Irving, he is not swayed by public pressure. Your nominee for the Pulse of the People, Boomer Esiason.
Wow. Wait, may I ask a question?
Yeah, I mean,
is there any sympathy vote going on right now because he got hit with the COVID?
He's got COVID?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have nothing to do with the Pulse of the People.
No, I'm just asking a question.
How
would
I know?
I'm sure we're all thinking that. Like, did he get the sympathy vote because he got a little sick?
And your fourth nominee. Hit it, boys. And I think it's very apropos that these two gentlemen are nominated on the same day.
Oh, someone with him?
Yes.
Well, it's got to be like, what, Mark Messier?
This nominee chose to take a very expensive and unpopular stance.
An expensive and unpopular stance.
Like so many great American leaders before him, he stood by his beliefs at great cost in the face of peril. Your fourth Pulse of the People nominee, Kyrie Irving. Wow.
Wait a second. So Boomer and Kyrie nominated at the same time?
That's right. Holding hands.
That's beautiful.
So there you go.
Look, both of them have stood up against some of these ridiculous vaccine mandates. They've been lockstep together, speaking for the voiceless. So it kind of makes sense that Boomer and Kyrie would be together.
Boomer, a proponent of the vaccine. Kyrie, of course, not.
But both against the mandate.
Yes. And their brotherhood will shine forever and ever.
Wow.
As 2022 Pulse of the People nominees.
Wow. I got to tell you, I am very proud because you have to check the records. I think this is the first time a Net has ever been nominated for the Pulse of the People.
Oh, that's a very good point. Very good point.
Did Chris Humphreys get nominated?
No, I think Gary Sussman did, though, 1 year.
Gary Sussman.
When he used to do the track updates at midnight on the Fan. from Yonkers Raceway prior to being the New Jersey Nets public relations director.
For the first time since Gary Sussman, someone affiliated with the Nets has been nominated for the Pulse
of
the People.
Kyrie Irving. Tommy, you should book all the nominees, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you should get Kyrie on.
By the way, I apologize for doing this, Craig, but I have to do it. Got to ask you a question.
Yeah, feel free.
Any Knicks nominated for the Pulse of the People?
Thus far, no.
So there's a Net.
Yeah.
And there's no Nick.
Thus far. Yeah.
Who runs New York?
Well, he was nominated. He didn't win yet.
He's a nomination.
He has been nominated.
I don't think anyone from the Knicks is going
to
be nominated.
To be fair, Evan.
Who runs New York?
There are 10 total nominees.
Who runs New York?
Right. I mean, there could be two Knicks. Then what are you going to say?
Julius Randle.
I'm just telling you there could be.
Stop it.
I didn't say there would be.
Who runs New York?
Well, right now the Knicks don't have one.
Kyrie runs it. He's a nominee.
I want to congratulate Kyrie.
Congratulations, Kai.
Yeah.
You should let him know. He should know about this.
Well, I think they copied him.
Did the committee let him know?
Yeah.
He should be talking about this the next time he's playing whatever video game he's playing.
Yeah, right? He really should. He really, really
should.
About
time he get the recognition he deserves. Congratulations, Kai.
apparently somebody hacked his Discord stream as well.
I heard about that.
What he's saying.
Does the Pulse of the People know anything about this?
Oh, hey, joining us on the hotline right now is one of my favorite people in all of sports. I've advocated for him for so long, and I'm so happy he's still in New York. And it's a former New York Met and the manager of the Long Island Ducks, my dear buddy, Wally Backman. Wally, Craig and Evan on the Fan. How you been, buddy?
I'm doing great, Craig.
I miss you so much. I miss you so much. Now, listen. How you doing? How's your family? Is everybody good? And how you feeling?
No, everybody's good. I feel great. I need some starting pitching. We lead the league in hitting. We lead the league in defense.
Yep.
Lead the league in hitting with runners in scoring position. Our starting pitchers have won one game this year.
Well, I got good news for you. Craig's throwing out the first pitch on Sunday, and if that first pitch looks good, you should sign him.
You might
get
hired.
I think you can do two jobs,
well,
Craig.
Hold on. Do you believe in a starting pitcher throwing the ball 43 miles per hour or no?
If it works, it works.
All right, so here's my question. There's a big event for Elijah Farm, which is a foundation that helps folks with autism, and it's a wonderful, wonderful foundation. And as you probably know, they've got the whole ballpark for your game on Sunday, and they graciously asked me to throw out the first pitch, which will be a privilege for me to do it on Sunday. But I was saying to Evan, I think it would be pretty cool if I drilled your mascot when I throw out the first pitch, and I wanted your take on that.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
All right, good. Then I think it might be back on.
Now you can do it.
Well, I
got
to get permission from somebody to do it.
You got the opinion from the person that matters the most.
Right.
Damn right.
Right. All right. So there you go. I'm going to drill the mascot. Well, listen, you know I love you and root for you. And I think it's great that you're still on out. And I know you may have other aspirations one day, but great to still have you here in New York. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. And Godspeed and keep doing what you're doing, bud.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I'll see you. I'll be there by one, so I'll make a point of finding and saying hi and reminiscing.
Yeah,
okay?
Come on in.
I definitely
will.
I'll see you Sunday. Thanks, bud.
Take care, guys.
Wally Backman. There you go.
Now
so
you can
I got
do it.
Permission. That's
you got
it.
Permission from the manager of the Ducks.
There you go.
World Series champion.
You better tell Quacker Duck it's coming. Or Quacker Jack. What was his name?
It's Quacker Jack.
Yeah, Quacker Jack. It's coming, Quacker Jack.
And his sister, Quacker Jill.
They'll have a Quacker Jill.
It's coming.
There's no doubt. Wally's like, that's it. And nothing else you want to talk about?
No. Want to break down the pitching staff?
I don't want to put Wally in a spot. Listen, Wally, of course, would love to manage in the pro level or MLB level. And I think he's certainly got the goods to do it. And we all recognize there is some baggage there. But I've always thought he is a wonderful manager, gets the most out of young players. And one day maybe he'll get that chance.
Which, I'll tell you this.
His background, unfortunately, stopped him from getting.
I bet you he would have pulled Joe Kelly after he walked two guys last night as opposed to Tony La Russa, who literally passed out in the dugout.
Yeah, but worse than that, he would not have had he wouldn't have brought the lefty in to face three consecutive righties.
Right, after,
starting with Stanton, who's already hit two home
runs.
Right
after Anthony Rizzo, let me go to the lefty against Stanton.
Like, it was just stupid.
That was bad.
Right?
I knew that La Russa was getting crap earlier this season for his lineup. I think he was hitting Larry Garcia third, who was batting ninth in this game. So I remember seeing that, but we're not watching every White Sox game. Last night, we're watching Yankees White Sox. That was a managerial display that left you with your mouth open saying, what? Who the hell is managing this team? Can't be a Hall of Famer, can it? It's crazy.
So, all right, now I've got permission, so that's good.
So now you're doing it.
Well, it's still kind of we'll see how it goes. Because I don't know where the mascot's going to be when I throw out the pitch. He might be standing next to me, right? He might be catching, for all I know. I don't know how they do it at minor league parks. They probably do a little crazy creative stuff.
Who are the Ducks playing that day?
You had to be that guy.
Right? I just wanted to see.
You got
to
be. It's funny. I looked it up yesterday, too.
Did you?
I swear, I don't remember.
So you could have had a great response.
I tell you why I looked it up. I looked it up because they told me to get there at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, well, what time's the game start? I figured it started at 1 o'clock. And if I got there at 1, I'm not going to throw out the first pitch.
What time does the game start?
Game starts at 1:30.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know that. Yeah. So hold on a second. Who do they play?
The West Point Rockers.
The West
Point. Oh, the Rockers?
Rockers? The Rockers are tough, man.
Is that right?
Marty Jannetty. Have you heard about Marty? Marty Jannetty.
I'm going to beat you. I swear I'm going to beat you.
No, no. Jannetty is a very good right-hand hitter. But you got to watch out for his unheralded.
You looked this up 10 minutes ago.
No, Marty Jannetty's on the Rockers.
High Point, yeah. Not West Point. High Point.
And also, Shawn Michaels is their cleanup hitter.
He's a toughie, man.
He's got a little bit of an attitude, a little bit of an ego.
Yeah.
Watch out for him. Also, their shortstop's got by the name of Leif Cassidy. People kind of forget about Leif. Yeah. Leaf's a good little player. So watch out for those Rockers.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What's Saturday's date?
Saturday is May 14th. That's tomorrow.
May 14th, right?
Today is May 13th, Friday the 13th.
Hold on a second. We have a problem.
What's the issue?
You're right.
Double booked?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing it Sunday, not Saturday. Yes. I apologize. Yeah. Did I say Saturday?
No, you said Sunday.
Yeah. This whole time you've been saying Sunday.
God, because yes. I just had a...
Well, what happened?
I looked at Saturday's game. That's at 6:30.
No.
No, I'm going out there on Sunday.
Yes.
It's a 1:35 start on Sunday. Yes, against the Rockers.
Yes.
That's not John Rocker, right?
No. It's Leif Cassidy, Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels, and the Rockers.
You guys are playing a prank.
No, he's right.
What's the prank?
There is none.
There's like make-believe names?
No. Those are the players on the team.
Those guys are Rockers, dude. Some kind of like Savannah Banana thing we're getting at? What's going on?
Nope.
I know you're mocking me here.
I'm not mocking. He said Shawn Michaels.
What's going on?
He said Shawn Michaels.
Something's going on. I know what's going on. Come on.
Just watch out for Jannetty. Jannetty's
Plus,
very good.
Your post-game, kids get to run the bases as well.
That's a great promotion.
And pre-game, kids get to have a catch on the field.
Oh, that's very cool. That's pretty dope. Very fan-friendly, yes.
And I threw out the first pitch. And it all supports Elijah Foundation, which deals with families, young adults, and kids with autism.
Great cause. Do you think you will get a reaction, or do you think there'll be a lot of whos when they announce you to throw
there
out the
first
pitch?
There won't be any whos. No.
Will there be a cheer, a boo, or no reaction?
I think there could be a smattering.
A smattering of cheers?
Could go either way.
You think there'll be anybody
now
who
boos remember,
you?
It's a charity event.
Yeah, you can't boo a charity.
So are you going to boo a guy that shows up, on a Sunday while not watching his own son play in the flag football Super Bowl in Morris County?
All right.
Where I've coached every game this year. And the only game I'm not coaching is the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Because I made a commitment to a charity? Yeah, boo me.
So for all the people on Twitter who don't like Craig, you're a soulless person if you actually go there just to boo him.
You can't boo me this
you
Sunday.
You can't boo him this Sunday.
You can boo me any other day of the week you want.
Yes.
You can't boo me on Sunday.
Can't do it.
Is that a fair thing?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
Like, I'm not coaching in the Super Bowl. And let me just give you a comparison.
Yes.
That's like Bill Belichick telling Tom Brady, I can't coach you in the Super Bowl, Tom. I made a commitment elsewhere.
You really think that would ever happen?
Well, I mean,
Bill ever do that?
Either you're a man of your word or you're not.
Yeah.
I made a pledge and a promise I'm going to see it through, even though my own son will suffer by not having me
there.
Is
he upset? What was his reaction to this?
He's upset because Lucky's coaching the offense in my place.
Oh, really?
And Lucky's been my assistant coach the whole year, so he knows all the kids.
But is he the head coach or just coaching the offense?
He's coaching offense. His buddy Patch coaches defense.
Gotcha.
That's where we're at. And they're wearing jackets and ties.
On the sidelines?
Yeah, for the Super Bowl, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're like, listen, we got to do this right.
They're old school.
It's either they're going to wear jet jerseys,
right,
or they're going to go jacket and tie.
I like the jacket
and tie. So they're going jacket and tie, and they're bringing a briefcase.
Yeah, give them a top hat, too.
And they're going to have this big display of opening the briefcase to take the play call out of the
Tom
briefcase.
Tom Landry on the sideline,
exactly,
ladies and gentlemen.
Right. I'm like, listen, no one's watching. Like, you don't need a briefcase. No, briefcase.
Briefcase. Oh, so, Jarvis Landry just signed with the New Orleans Saints. A little football news for you.
Really? Yeah. All right. I mean, their quarterback situation's not ideal.
Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton are their quarterbacks.
Jameis Winston off the injury.
Right.
And Andy Dalton has a backup.
But you know what's crazy?
And plus the other kid's still there, too.
But here's what's crazy about the Saints. Michael Thomas off an injury.
Taysom Hill, my bad.
They draft. Well, he's not going to quarterback.
No, I'm saying, but he's there.
Right. They drafted Olave out of Ohio State. They have Alvin Kamara. Like, they got some pretty damn good offensive weapons.
No doubt.
The problem is their quarterback is mediocre.
Well, you have a question mark at quarterback, And now you have a first-time head coach.
Yeah, but they got a good defense. They got a lot of weapons on offense. And the division overall is very winnable. Tampa Bay, we look at and we annoy. But at some point, Tom Brady's going to age. The rest of that division stinks. So it's, I think the Saints, in a way, are fascinating. Plus, they have a new head coach.
Real quick, Mike's in Lindenhurst. Because I got to put this topic to bed. And Michael, put it to bed, please. Michael, what do you got?
Funny thing about the Rockers, guys. They went to a game last year against the Ducks. Evan, Leif Cassidy changed his name, though.
Oh, now, did he? No. Oh, that, you know now, what? That's a good, yeah. You're right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Changed his name to Al Snow.
Excuse me?
Funny thing, though.
I'm not, listen, I'm not, no.
No, it's true.
I know you guys are busting my chops
on this. Leif Cassidy was a Rocker, and then when he left the Rockers, he became Al Snow. So I guess he's not on the Rockers
anymore. So is everybody in the Rockers named after a bad 1970s rock act? Is that where we're going?
No.
Is Stevie Ray Vaughan playing first?
No, Stevie Ray
is Robert Cray playing second.
Stevie Ray's on the Harlem Heat. Yeah. Very different team.
Yeah. Is Eddie Van Halen playing shortstop? Is Wolfgang playing third? Come on, guys. I'm not that slow.
So what are we doing then?
Huh? Is the Partridge Family playing the outfield?
So have you figured out the game yet?
Yes. You're naming Rockers.
No.
You named David Cassidy.
Leif Cassidy.
Leif Garrett. Is he playing catcher?
The catcher's actually Michael Hickenbottom.
That's a good play. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Good play. Good play.
You don't like when things are over your head, do you?
To be fair, I knew something was up. And I called you guys out on your fugaziness.
Should we explain it or just let those who understand enjoy it?
Okay. Probably wrestlers or something.
Damn it.
Probably like bad, like glam girl wrestlers. Or like rollerblade, axe.
Not quite.
1963.
But you were on the right track.
Bam Bam Bigelow's playing center. Great. Yeah. Is every guy you named a wrestler? Here's my question.
Yeah.
Before you tell me.
Yeah.
The guy that just called in, did he go along with what you guys were doing?
Yes.
He did. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Great. So I'm the guy, I'm nodding on the joke. Oh, got me.
The Rockers were a famous tag team. We were naming guys who were in the original Rockers, a few ex-Rockers. We were naming Rockers.
Sure, okay. Eric Clapton's playing left
field. And as Big Mac pointed out, we were surprised that Shawn Michaels didn't give it away. That would have been the name that
perhaps
maybe...
Perhaps I wasn't listening.
Yeah, perhaps.
I think you lost me at Gilletti. Yeah, I think that's when I tuned out at that point. Configuring, and by the way, here's why it worked, but it didn't work in a way.
Go ahead.
There's a good chance you know the roster. Of the Atlantic League Ducks.
Do you think so?
That's on the table.
Is it?
Which is why the joke works, because you might very well know.
Well, because at first, you thought I literally was naming players on that team. Like, you thought,
there's a chance.
He knows this team.
Yeah, but when the Cassidy one, even though for the wrong reason,
that
changed my reaction.
Yeah, I should have said Al Snow.
Because I thought you were going with, no joke, like the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
Or like old Teen Beat covers.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing. But, Teen Beat covers. For you and the six people out there that are fans of old school wrestling, have at it, boys, and congratulations.
Our fun.
I'm so glad that you did.
It's now with the MLB app. You can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Hey, do you think if I threw a football that's like a Tom Brady special, it's been deflated, and it's junior size, from 10 yards away as hard as I could into the chest of Vincent Von Vincent, that he could catch it?
You?
Yeah.
Throwing as hard as you can?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can catch it.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Can you grab Vincent Von Vincent for me?
I mean, Craig.
Yeah.
You don't throw hard.
Okay.
You have a, quote,
I told
torn
you, a football
rotator
throw
cuff.
Is different than a baseball throw.
Do you need your rotator cuff?
Huh?
Do you need your rotator cuff?
Yes, you do need your rotator cuff.
All right.
You think you can catch a ball if I drilled it into your chest from 10 yards away?
Yeah.
This ball? Yeah, just check it out just so you see it?
Yeah.
A microphone, microphone. On the microphone.
Get on microphones, baby. I'm going to take video of this,
if it's
by the way.
Like a 10-yard throw.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, boom.
Yes.
Boom. I'm going to drill it.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think,
you catch it
10
or no?
yards in here.
Don't worry about it. I didn't say it's in here.
Oh, okay.
I just said 10 yards.
Yes.
You think you catch it?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Easily.
So.
It's not even a question.
Easily?
Not even a question.
Like, but I'm just letting you know it's going to be like, boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Into your. Like, right. I'm going to blow
gonna crow,
your chest up.
You're going to crow hop right. and everything? I really get into it?
Yeah,
I might crow
He's
hop.
He's going to use
right.
all his oomph on this pass.
I might actually crow hop into it.
It's
yeah.
going to flutter like yeah. Chad Pennington is throwing it.
So you're saying yes?
Yes, I think I can catch that.
Would you like to try?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I'm just saying, yes, Kelly? Yes.
I would strongly advise not doing it in the studio. I'm all for doing it, but not in a studio.
He's going to go in that corner.
Yeah,
that
that's
corner.
Totally no, there's fun. A lot of expensive equipment, S&Y cameras.
He strongly suggests.
Let me just see. Go to that corner for a second. That's, Evan, you take the mic.
Please yeah. don't do this.
Yeah, I got you. I'm watching the video, or I'm taking the video. Craig is right now moving the blame pole, which is a smart decision.
We the Alonzo
can't injure
jersey.
The blame pole. He's not that inaccurate.
Yeah, but Rosie could...
It could bounce off.
All right, here we go. Craig has now dropped... Oh, Craig has now changed his
all
mind.
So here's the question. I'm going to throw one just easy, just to make sure you guys think
so this is a practice
the room
throw.
Can handle it.
I believe the room can handle it.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. All right, Craig is now dropping back to pass. It's just for the room.
I'm closing
nice,
my eyes.
Nice, easy pass. Caught by Rosie McRosie. Okay. Very nice.
So we'll just start... Here's what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll just get progressively faster.
Oh, you're just going to keep throwing
and
at him?
Let's see how he does.
This went from one pass to, I'm going to throw it about 10 times.
This will go progressively harder and faster.
Go ahead.
And at a 10 or so, we'll see how he does.
All right. Carton drops back to pass. This one will count. Craig back to the wall, and he fires it, and it's caught by Rosie. One for one.
One for one.
Craig now back to.
I can't see with the light. Okay.
Craig is now back to pass for pass number two. Here it comes, and it's caught. Almost hit Rosie in the face.
That was close
very
to
well.
Hitting the camera.
And he makes the catch.
Hold on. That wasn't a catch. Wait. That was a save my life.
He didn't drop
protection.
It.
Protection.
You said into the chest.
Oh, you're right. All right. Here we go.
Look, he didn't drop it is the point.
Yeah, here we go. Right.
All right, here's pass number three by Craig. And again,
okay,
Rosie
right.
makes the catch.
All right.
So rotator cuff Craig, not really being able to fire them off. Here's another pass.
Oh,
bobbled by
on.
Rosie, but he holds on to it.
Here we go.
Here's pass number five by Craig, and he drops it.
All right. Okay.
We get our first Rosie drop.
So he dropped one out of five.
Yeah.
All right. Does he catch another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because his ball's soft.
Oh, and because you're soft.
Here we go. Ready? Here we
Here's
go.
Another pass by Craig, and he fires it, and it's caught by Rosie. Five out of six for Rosie McRosie. Here's another pass by Craig. Fires it off as hard as he can. Caught again by Rosie. You can see Craig is wheezing. He doesn't have much left. This one is dropped by Rosie.
Try that one.
That was a low one.
All right, we got three more.
That was not a great pass on your...
That hit him in the head.
It was low.
It was low.
Here's the rule.
I should have caught it.
It was low.
I'm gonna be honest. I should have.
He should have caught it, but it wasn't a perfect pass.
You ready?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yes. Another catch by Rosie.
I mean, using the wall to make a catch. What are we doing?
It's like he's using the defender to make the catch.
I got to bounce off.
Two to go.
Here's one more. Another catch by Rosie.
All right, this is the last one. This will be the hardest one.
Fire this one as hard as you can.
All right, here we go.
And that's because I'm an amazing lover, right?
Click their fingers. Here we go.
All right, last pass by Craig.
Screwball?
Screwball, yes.
All right, so it's two left. Screwball, here we go.
First, he's going to throw a screwball. This is a screwball. And it's bobbled.
No, that's not a catch. That's not a catch.
Well, it bounced off the window and into his arms.
That's not a catch.
God.
Is it? Come on.
I mean, for the rules,
that's
not
a catch. Not a catch.
Right.
Not a catch.
You can't rebound off the wall.
He didn't drop it.
He dropped the screwball.
This is studio football. You can catch it off the wall.
Here we go.
Or a camera.
This is the last one.
That last one. Hardest Craig's got. Here we go.
Here we go.
The final pass. Here it is. And it's a high
pass.
Are
going to catch that one.
Well, you threw it too high.
You threw it
in his head.
Again, but you threw it high.
It was hard, but it was high. All right, last pass. And
he trapped it behind his ass against the wall. Yeah. That's not a catch.
That's a catch.
I think that's strategy on Rosie's part. I commend him.
All right.
Very nice. Very nice. I think when
you commend him,
yeah.
He jumped out of the way and his ass trapped the ball against the wall.
Did he drop the ball? Did the ball fall to the ground?
Yes.
No. It didn't touch
it. Didn't.
I dropped three. I went three for I dropped
three. I'm trying to help you out. If you trap it off of the wall in this makeshift game we're playing, to me, that's a catch.
I'm being honest. That's why I'm an honest guy. I dropped three.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, time now for the blame poll.
What we need to do now is get focused and stop pointing fingers. You're a problem. You're a real, real problem.
Look what you did, you little jerk. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't blame it on the
all right. Here we go. The Von Rohr Equipment Corporation blame poll. Evan Roberts is up first.
I got to blame this guy. I got to blame Lou Lamoriello. I still don't understand after I've digested this for 3 days how he decided it's in the best interest of this hockey franchise to fire Barry Trotz. Barry Trotz has done a fantastic job as he's been here for 4 years. I don't want to hear about what Lou did in New Jersey. You know what this reeks of? Lou Lamoriello just trying to remind you that he's Lou. I mean, the best thing that's happened to this franchise since JT left was that they brought in an excellent head coach. A head coach that turned this whole thing around. And while I don't know who they're going to hire, and I'm not sure what this team's going to be in the next few years, I have a tough time believing they'll ever maximize the talent the way they did under Barry Trotz. I blame you, Lou, for breaking this up too early, all because of your big fat ego. So, Lou, you're going on the blame poll.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie.
All right, Lou Lamoriello is on the blame poll. My blame poll nominee is the white shark known as Greg Norman. Greg Norman came out today in defending his decision to start a golf league sponsored by the Saudi Arabia prince that in relation to the despicable killing of a journalist, and I apologize if I mess up the last name, Khashoggi, many years ago, Greg Norman actually had the balls to come out and say, hey, we all make mistakes.
Right.
They killed an innocent human being for no reason. Hey, we all make mistakes. You couldn't be more tone deaf or more wrong about your decision to get in bed with a murderous, despicable type of people. So, Greg Norman, you, sir, on behalf of all Americans and the family of the journalist that was slain for no reason, go on the blame poll.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.